It's been said, heroes don't have to be undefeated, but they must be undaunted. Last year, one team shattered two dreams.
57 yards to win the Iron Bowl. Kick on the way. It is short. Run down the near sideline. There's nobody there for Alabama. Auburn is going to win the Iron Bowl.
Missouri is trying to figure out a way to stop the running game.
Touchdown, Auburn. It was easy. They have been unstoppable.
This season, fueled by the lingering pain of defeat, the vanquished have rallied. New stars emerge with redemption as the goal, only to discover the difficulty of the challenge.
Has knocked off number one Alabama.
The Georgia Bulldogs come to Columbia. They dominate Missouri.
But a champion's resolve brought them back.
Spins to the house.
Your Missouri Tigers are heading to Atlanta.
SEC East champion.
Alabama pulls one out of the back pocket.
In 1992, Sherman Williams played on the 1992 National Championship team in Alabama. Went on to earn All-American honors in 1994. And then was drafted highly by the Dallas Cowboys. And then the life of Sherman Williams fell apart. We got that this hour. And Sherman Williams, Crimson Cowboy, the new book just released. We'll talk with a guy they used to call the Sherman Shake in this hour of iTalk SEC. Plus, your calls and comments are welcome at 850-502-8888. 11 days, folks, till toe meets leather. That is the name of the game today. Alec Morris wears the number 11 at the University of Alabama, and right now he is the leading candidate to become the next quarterback at the University of Alabama. And you start thinking the 11s that have worn that number at Alabama, hadn't been a lot of them. Mike Shula was that guy. Also, the coaches all Southeastern Conference team released this afternoon, and that was very interesting as well. And Alabama and Ole Miss lead the way. Funny thing is, the Ole Miss and Alabama guys are all consensus All-Americans and have more guys on the All-SEC and All-America team than any teams in college football, including The Ohio State University. So, but when Sherman Williams was at the University of Alabama, when Sherman got in the end zone, he had what they call the Sherman Shake. And it was a great, great sight. And, of course, Jay Barker and I, when I began my broadcasting career, Jay Barker was my partner and began his broadcasting career when I began mine as my partner. And the interesting thing about Sherman and Jay, the last play that they had at the University of Alabama was a touchdown that beat the Ohio State Buckeyes. I know that doesn't help with what happened in January, but Sherman, it's a pleasure to join you and talk to you again. I haven't seen you in a long time, buddy. And first of all, thanks for being on and taking some of your time with us today, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Scott. You know, it's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show, man. You had great company. Jay Barker's a class guy, class act guy. And I know y'all had some good times together in this broadcast.
We did. Hey, listen, one of your other teammates down here told me he's at practice right now, but told me to tell you, tell Sherman I love him and I'm thinking of him. And if I get done with practice, I'm going to call him. And that would be T.P. Johnson, number 10.
Okay, yeah. T.P., two-time captain, T.P. Johnson, yeah.
Yes, sir.
He came in the class together in 91, and he, you know, understand, a fifth year was a two-time captain there at the Capstone.
Yeah, and Sherman, listen, you had a great career at Alabama, obviously, and capped off by at the time the winningest group that had ever come through the university. You were 45-5-1 while you were there. And then you get drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. You probably won't remember this, but I'll never forget being down in Mobile, and you were down there. I think your second year in the league, you were down there with a lot of your former teammates as they were trying to go through the Senior Bowl. And I remember you came strolling through the lobby, and you had that big old Dallas star right there that you were wearing, and you were a Dallas Cowboy. And at the time, all seemed right with the world, didn't it?
Right. Everything was right on time. I grew up being a Dallas Cowboy fan, known as the American team. I'm still an avid Dallas Cowboy fan as we speak. And, you know, they get a chance to come back to the home city and participate in the Senior Bowl, then come back to class afterward and cheer those guys along. Some of the other guys that I played with in college had a chance to play in the Senior Bowl after I had been drafted. So, you know, you living a good life, you living a high life, and winning Super Bowls. I think we had just won a Super Bowl after that season, 1996. We beat up on the Pittsburgh Steelers, so that was a fun time coming back.
And then, Sherman, all of a sudden things went south. Tell us how it went south and what happened.
Well, I chronicle the events in my book. I have a book out now, The Crimson Cowboy. It depicts the life of a All-American football player that come from a culturally poor culture environment as Pritchard, Alabama, and making it to the top, going and shaking hands with the president after winning championship game, national championship, world championship with the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, then life takes its turn, you know, and developing those habits. And it talks a lot about it in the book. My book is The Crimson Cowboy, and it's out for sale right now on Amazon.com. I also have a web page, CrimsonCowboy.com. So it tells a lot about the ups and downs of a high school athlete, the things that I went through, the things that I've seen, then having the associations as a young kid, going through college, going through the NFL, then letting my past come back to haunt me, making some bad decisions, making bad choices along the way, making good choices as well. But you just have to always understand that, you know, you never know when you're going to suffer consequences from a choice that you made. And you never know when you're going to reap the rewards. So the book, it will explain a lot about all those scenarios. And, you know, I went to federal prison. I served a 15-year federal prison sentence after winning a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. So you can imagine going from one extreme high to one extreme low, and then coming back out on the side that I am now, working with the kids, working with the youth in the communities. Some of those kids have the same passion, same desires that I had as a kid. Having a chance to use my life experience to give back to those kids in those communities, I mean, it's just a good experience. You know, you take the good with the bad, and you let them know that, you know, life is a challenge. Some of the things you're going to go through is not always going to be in your favor, not turn out the way that you would like for them to turn out, but you always can have a second chance. And right now, I'm a living testimony about what the will of God can do and what Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, can do. And you follow the message. And, you know, I tell the kids all the time, you're going to make some mistakes in life. Life is going to present you with value.
About 20 minutes after the hour, this is iTalkSEC. You can follow us on Twitter at iTalkSEC. You can also follow Sherman Williams on Twitter as well. Sherman at Crimson Cowboy 20. That's the name of the book as well. Sherman was just getting into his story, which is absolutely incredible. And Sherman, you were mentioning a minute ago, so many times we make poor choices, and you never know when those consequences are going to come up and bite you let's talk about those consequences for you, because those consequences were quite substantial as you spent 15 years. I mean, what in the world was it like, and when did it hit you? Was it when those doors slammed behind you? What ran through your mind? Because I can only imagine what you were thinking.
Well, you got a lot of time to reflect. One thing about reflection, you can reflect on the good and you can reflect on the bad. You know, you try to learn from every experience. And what I really wanted to do all those years is really try to learn what it was and try to overcome, not only in a public view, but also in a personal inside view, and within myself, to learn what ways to use my experience to be able to help someone else, you know, because when you go through something, no matter what you go through, there's always an opportunity to learn. And I think when I was going through it, I wanted to learn why did I do what I did, and what was the benefits and what was the consequences and outweigh, and how did I end up in a situation when I had things going so well? And that's what the book is all about.
Right.
It's about transforming from a young man growing through a lot of growing pains and coming out on the back end of it and having an opportunity to be a positive influence on someone else's life, a child that may be in a similar circumstance, or an adult that may be, have a child that may be in a similar circumstance, that they may be able to use something that they learned from my experience by reading my book. They'll be able to say, okay, this kid here associates with what Sherman Williams was into or what Sherman Williams was doing. Might be a All-American in a different sport. Might be a great talent in a different arena. But that talent might be a gift and a curse at the same time.
Right.
You might have such a great talent that things may come easy to you, so you may take your talent for granted, and you might have things handed to you that normally if you wasn't so talented, you might not have had. So things come easy, but then at the same time, you have to understand that on the other side of that gift, there's also a possibility of it being a curse, because it makes you a target. It makes you, your associations get greater. So it makes you have a tougher decision to make between the people to associate with and people not to associate with, because you have so many people coming at you at one time. To it clouds your vision, clouds your judgment. So sometimes having a great talent can be a gift used in the proper way, but used in the wrong way could also become a curse. So those are the things that I try to talk about in my book, and use some of my experiences and talk about some of the things that I went through and some of the experiences that I had, to where the reader could look at it and say, hey, I know someone in a similar situation. Let me advise them on this, and this may be the outcome if they continue to go that way, just as well as if they make a bad decision, you could end up incarcerated, just as Sherman Williams did. But, hey, Sherman Williams worked hard, had a lot of passion, put a lot of effort into his craft, and also made it to the highest level of winning a Super Bowl as something that he loved to do. So you got to look at both sides, and I've experienced both sides, and that's what makes my case unique. Not only that, but I won a championship. I was a part of a championship team on every level, high school, college, and pro.
Very few people can say that, too. Yeah, very few people can say that. I mean,
very few people can say that. No, I'm a part of a very unique group by being able to say that. So it's a lot that goes into it. And reading the book, you get a great understanding of what a person in my seat or in my shoes would have to walk through on a daily life.
Sherman, one of the things that comes with celebrity and fame and money is a lot of hangers on. bad influences, guys that like to ride coattails. Talk about, there's a lot of young kids listening today. Talk about making the right choices about the right people that you surround yourself with.
Making choices in your peer group is very, very vital to your success or failures in life. With me and a guy, my roommate, ex-roommate in college, David Palmer, we have a group. You can visit our website on the PalmerWilliamsGroup.org. And we have a nonprofit organization that goes out in urban communities and talk about, you know, developing kids, developing peer groups, associations, giving them a platform to express themselves. And what we try to do is we try to use our experience like we do. But going out in those communities, we understand that being in an urban community, there's some things you're just not going to be able to avoid,
right,
just because of the environment that you're in. But on the other side of that, you still have the choice. You have a choice in everything you choose to do. So we try to educate the kids, educate the children in those communities. We try to stay between the age of 9 and 14 because we feel like those years are developmental years for a kid that's really trying to develop their social status, trying to develop their ambitions in life, trying to reach their highest peak in education, setting goals for their future. So we try to assist those kids between the ages of 9 and 14 because those are very vital years in the growing process. The adolescent years, going into the early teens, when you develop the type of relationships in those years, those types of relationships could have a real positive influence on the rest of your life. So those are the ages where we try to tell kids, hey, surround yourself with good, positive people. Put yourself in good, positive environments. So when those negative people or when those negative environments come upon you, you will be able to overcome them because you have so much built up into your positive side to it will overcome any obstacle that's placed before you. So those are the things that we try to preach in our group, the Palmer Williams Group. And it's been working. It's been successful. We've affected a lot of kids and using our life experience, and it's been a good situation.
The Palmer Williams Group, it's PalmerWilliamsGroup.org. You can log on. Also, Sherman and David Palmer, everybody knows Sherman and David. David is the deuce. The deuce is loose, as Eli Gold used to say. You can actually email these guys at info@PalmerWilliams.org, because I know Sherman and both David do a lot of speaking engagements, a lot of public appearances, and Sherman's promoting his book, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Crimson Cowboy as we move on. Sherman Williams, our guest today on iTalk SEC, he talked about a lot of the consequences, being incarcerated, but he's come out on the other side, and he's trying to make a difference in young people's lives. We're going to talk about that on the other side. The changes that were made in his heart, in his soul, in his mind. Only one person can do that for you. And Sherman's going to talk about that when we come back here on the other side. I want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by our friends at the Emerald Coast Association of Realtors. And another great project that we're really excited about being involved with is the Wounded Warrior Project down here. If you're a wounded warrior or you know one, we're having the Soldiers on the Water event on September 19th. It's a big day of college football. We've talked about how big it is, but your fishing is taken care of. Your food is taken care of. Everything, a complete day on the water in your honor. So if you're a wounded warrior or you know one in this area, please go to the Emerald Coast Association of Realtors website. You can Google them, ecar.com. Take a look at them. And give Amanda Creel a call and sign up for your afternoon on the water. I know Sherman likes to fish, and I know David Palmer does as well. And all you wounded warriors out there, if you're not involved in this event, this is an event that's very special to us here at The Ticket and iTalk SEC. And that's coming up again on September the 19th. So log on, Emerald Coast Association of Realtors, to be part of it. Sherman Williams, our guest today. Crimson Cowboy is the book. We'll talk about some serious changes that Sherman made in his life and maybe you can make in yours as well. Sherman's trying to make a difference, just like iTalk SEC. Back in a minute. Dollar band, and it played a lot when Sherman Williams was the tailback at Alabama, 45-5-1 while he was there, and then went on to play at the Dallas Cowboys, as Sherman mentioned, a champion in high school. And Sherman, I'm trying to remember, but I'm you went to Blount, right?
I went to Blount.
Blount High School, and then he went on to Alabama and played on the 92 National Championship team, scored a touchdown in that ball game against Miami, and then had a great career end up in 1994 with beating Ohio State down in Orlando to cap off a 12-1 season, and 45-5-1 in his career at Alabama. Then went on and won a world championship with the Dallas Cowboys. And Sherman's telling his story today. And Sherman, you talked about the change that you had in your life. And it really could only come from one person and one being. Talk about that.
Well, as a kid, you grow up, you know, you have family values and you have family morals. Your grandparents, you know, they're heavy into church. They're heavy into living a life that was pleasing to God. And being a young person, you don't understand exactly what the messages are going into a young adult life. But, you know, when you get a chance to get away from society and you was in a certain situation that I myself found myself in by being incarcerated, gave me a chance to get to know the one, the Creator, the Almighty, Jesus Christ, and follow the message and learn the message. It's a message that I wish I could have learned and took heed at a younger age, but hey, God has a perfect time for everyone. When your time is, and God makes a choice to choose, it's your time, then that's what it's going to be. Fortunate enough for me, I had an opportunity, and my time came when it was time to be released from federal prison, and God gave me a message. He gave me a message that my life has a purpose. And in that purpose, he showed me that there's going to be a lot of young lives that are going to be touched and going to be saved because of the things that I went through. So in that purpose, I'm trying to do the will of God and live out the way that Christ has brought the message to me, the message of love. Understanding that Jesus Christ is love, showing everyone love is the way. It's the way of Christ, and that's what it's all about. It's about the message of Jesus Christ and going out, showing love, learning, doing what is right, and pleasing God. And I think that being a true living testimony, living out a purpose set aside for my life to experience the highs of highs and the lows of lows, being a true living testimony of a valley walk, is going to give me an opportunity to use my life for the purpose that God set aside for me. Well, and I encourage each individual that's walking this earth and living in this country abroad to find their own purpose, find what the purpose is that God has in your life, and try your best, give your all to to try to reach that goal and reach that purpose.
Sherman, I want to tell you, you know, you, one of the things that I love the fact that you came back to your hometown. You came back to South Alabama, Mobile in particular, to live your life and give back to the to your community. And I think that's incredible that you decided that's where you were going to be used most. And I think that with what you're doing in the community, the world, especially the inner city and young kids, as you mentioned, 9 all the way up to 18, they need people like you to look up to, need people like you, the message that you're sending. And as you said, if you'd have listened and taken heed 20 years ago, there's no telling what kind of troubles people can avoid if they just listen to the message that's there to be heard.
Absolutely. That's a great life lesson. It's one of the many life lessons that I explain in my book, you know, about not paying attention to the messages that was presented and taken for granted. And I explain a lot of the reasoning behind that. And from the viewpoint, from a child's perspective, growing and going through, and a lot of a great group of people should relate to that, knowing that they may have been in a similar circumstance.
Now, Sherman, tell everybody where you're working and stuff, because I read a great article about you on AL.com a couple of months back, and tell everybody what you're doing now. Yeah, I know you're doing tons of speeches and all that, but you also have kind of settled in the community there. Tell everybody what you're doing now.
Right now, I sell subprime. I'm a car salesman at Tamron Honda Dealership in Daphne, Alabama. It's the Baldwin County area, Daphne, Alabama, Tamron Honda. I work in the subprime department, helping people purchase automobiles. It's a great thing to help someone who may not have been able to get financed or be able to purchase a vehicle to see the joy and to see the smiles on people's faces when they are able to purchase an automobile. Some, a lot, most are first-time buyers. Some are needing second chances with credit issues, maybe came out of divorce, maybe came out of bankruptcy, maybe came out of a repossession, all these types of things. In my department, I work with people and help them to get a second chance. It's kind of like a redemption stage for me, and it makes me feel good when I see a person that maybe thought if they didn't have no hope to get an automobile, that really needed an automobile, and they come to see me at Tamron Honda, and I'm able to assist them and help them, and they leave here with the biggest joy and the biggest smile on their face, knowing that they just purchased their first car. Maybe thought they never would be able to purchase a vehicle again. So that's what I do now. I work at Tamron Honda Dealership on the Eastern Shore in Daphne, Alabama, helping people make purchases on automobiles.
That's awesome, buddy. And again, it's www.PalmerWilliamsGroup.org. If you want Sherman to come speak to your group, I don't think you can find a better message than the message that Sherman Williams and David Palmer are putting out there today. They were great football players at the University of Alabama. They've turned out to be even greater people. And Sherman, that's really what it boils down to. And your book, Crimson Cowboy, is out. Tell everybody how they can get it. We got about a minute, buddy.
Well, you can go and follow me on Twitter at CrimsonCowboy20. You can also get information about the book and go on CrimsonCowboy.com and go down, scroll down, hit the buy now button. It'll shoot you to a link, Amazon.com, or you can go straight to Amazon.com and see Crimson Cowboy, Sherman Williams, and make a purchase there. The book is a great read. It'll give you a lot of life experiences of a three-time champion. The book is a rise and fall of a three-time champion. You can also go to our webpage, www.PalmerWilliamsGroup.org, and you can also follow me on Facebook. Go on Facebook and like my page, Crimson Cowboy. And you can also go straight to Amazon.com.
Sherman, it's a pleasure, buddy. I thoroughly enjoyed talking with you. And I'm going to get a book and come through Mobile and get you to sign that thing, brother.
Goodwill.
Thank you, Sherman.
I'm looking forward to it.
We appreciate it. Roll Tide to you, buddy.
Okay. Roll Tide, roll.